This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending April 25th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $256.99, which was only 80 cents lower, but the cutout had been above $260 again on Wednesday and Thursday, losing $3 on Friday. There were 687 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout. It was about 10% of the total volume. The daily cutout has had a tendency to be higher early in the week as retailers reorder after the busy weekend, especially on Monday, but it have dropped later in the week the past few weeks. Comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, it was at $257.57, which was $1.61 higher. There were 6,482 loads sold, which was 108 loads higher than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,258 loads, which was 48 loads lower than last week and are about 50% of the total loads sold. The exports were at 920 loads, which was 39 loads lower, and there was 204 of those export loads that were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 716 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales were at 1,094 loads, which was 24 loads higher than last week. The biggest outfront sales this week were round chuck and brisket products, and their average prices were $7 to $19 below the formula prices. However, there were a few ribeyes and short loins that were $9 to $80 below the formula prices, but they had been on very high in recent weeks. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were steady to one lower again, and the rib was $2 lower after many, many weeks of a strong rally. The choice loin did continue to climb, and it was $6 higher. Those 50% trimmings, which are used by many sausage makers, had jumped to $130 during most of the past 2 weeks, but they dropped down to $110 on Friday. And the cow cutout and those 90% trimmings were both steady to firm, which have held up very well in recent months as the fresh beef imports have increased. The demand for ground beef and manufacturing beef for sausage products has been very good and no doubt has picked up as the grilling and the ballpark season have started. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for April 18th showed that week we imported 27,675 metric tons of fresh beef, which was 1,200 metric tons higher than the previous week, and that equates to over 60 million pounds of imported fresh beef for that 1 week, which would be another really big week. Year-to-date for the first 16 weeks of this year, we are still running 40% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and that is on top of last year's increases. Australia is up 83%, and New Zealand has now gone up to 30%. The finished cattle live prices were mostly $2 to $4 lower, but on a very uneven trade. They were lower on Wednesday, then firmed up on Thursday, then weakened a little bit at the end on Friday. The dress prices were unevenly steady and $253 to $260. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1 pound lower at 1269, but was still 26 pounds higher than last, which was 1243. This is the time of the year when weights decline as we get into the calf-fed portion of the slaughter. However, the spread between this year and last year is actually getting bigger since we are not dropping near as fast as we did last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 11th was 2 pounds heavier at 871, and that is 21 pounds above the previous year, which was 850 last year, and the 5-year average was 834. And the choice select spread was $9.37 on Friday, which would be about $2.50 wider than the previous Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.